And now we are talking about writing component of ICE exam. As you know, writing would be different for the candidates of IELTS, whether they are preparing for academic exam or general exam. As a whole, the writing section would last for 60 minutes and 1 whole hour. There are two tasks. You are required to write at least 150 words for task one and at least 250 words for task two. So there are, as I said, two parts for the exam. For academic writing, in task one, you are presented with a graph, table, chart or diagram and are asked to describe, summarize, or explain the information in your own words. So you have to sometimes you have to even you have to paraphrase the topic itself. You may be asked to describe and explain data, describe the stages of a process or how something works, or describe an object or event. In task two, you are asked to write an essay in response to a point of view, argument, or problem. Maybe you have to give some solution for the problem. The issues raised are general interest to and suitable for and easily understood by test takers entering undergraduate or postgraduate studies or seeking professional registration. Responses to task one and task two should be written in an academic, semi-formal, or neutral style. And about the skills you're assessed in both tasks, in fact, you're assessed on your ability to write a response to a response which is appropriate, in fact, in terms of content, the organization of ideas, and the accuracy and range of vocabulary and grammar. There are four different criteria for that. In academic writing, in task one, depending on the task type, you are assessed on your ability to organize, present, and possibly compare data, to describe the stages of a process or a procedure, or to describe an object or event. Or you may be asked to give details of a sequence of event to explain how something works. In task two, depending on the task type, you are assessed on your ability to present a solution to a problem, a problem solving, to present and justify an opinion, to compare and contrast evidence, opinions, and implications. And also, you may be asked to evaluate and challenge ideas, evidence, or an argument. For the marking of the IELTS writing part, you're assessed on your performance on each task by certified IELTS examiners according to the IELTS writing test assessment criteria, which are up to four, I mean, exactly four. Criteria including task achievement or response, or TA, coherence and cohesion, or CC, lexical resources, LR, and grammatical range and accuracy, GA. These four tasks would be assessed about your writing. And you can find more details on www.lingoweb.ir.